Hello, my audio boo friends, to the amazing guitar playing of Mr. Joe Satriani. I am doing this audio boo from my very quiet 2000 Toyota Echo. Yes, it's fixed. I'm so happy. I really get down when my little car isn't feeling well. And yes, I got it back yesterday afternoon, all fixed up. And it cost me 200 and some odd change. So I'm really, really happy. It wasn't that expensive. And heck, if I had done it myself, it still would have been in the neighborhood of $150 for the part and shipping and everything else. So I'm really happy. Get my car back on the road. And I've discovered a new mechanic, which is always important because, mechanics are like doctors, eh? Sometimes when you find a good one, you want to keep them. Or her. And that goes for mechanics too. I've actually had a couple of women mechanics in my past, and they were incredible. They were really, really good. Probably better than most of the men mechanics I've had, come to think of it. But. So yeah, I'm happy. It's one more thing off my mind, you know. So what else? What else? I wanted to say something else. Oh, speaking of cars, the Montreal International Auto Show starts today in earnest. Yesterday was the sort of the press preview where the media got to go in and check out the cars and that. And a woman named Lisa Christensen, who I follow on Twitter, she has a show here on a local radio talk show called the Lisa Car Show or something like that. Or just the car show, I think. And she's a mechanic, actually. She owns a garage. And so people phone in with their problems with their cars, and she kind of gives them quick advice over the airwaves. And she was at the Montreal International Auto Show during the press preview, taking pictures and tweeting about some of the cars and some of the new cars that the big three automakers here in North America are previewing, as well as other cars. But she seemed to favor really the domestic market, and that's fine. And it, actually, there was one that caught my eye. It's called the Ford Fiesta, and she sent a tweet, and wow, I looked at that thing and went, that's lovely, beautiful car, and it's a three cylinder. So it's one of these eco. What do they call them now? Eco. Anyway, there's a name for it, and the engine. I think it's a Ford trademark. It's called EcoBoost or something. And it's basically a turbocharged three-cylinder engine that develops something like 128 horsepower from, I think it's a 1.1 liter, or it might even be a 1 liter engine. And so, I was all curious, and being the ecological person that I am, and I'm always looking for a car that won't cost me a fortune at the gas pump. So I went on the website, on Ford's website. I couldn't find anything, but then I found another website that talked about this new Ford Fiesta with the three-cylinder engine, and I was reading some of the specs, and it said, 58 miles per gallon on the highway. I keep using miles per gallon because, so that's somewhere around 4.7 liters per 100 kilometers, somewhere around there. And I was thinking, my car does that now. I got a 13-year-old car that gets the same gas mileage as this, touted new Ford Fiesta. And it's not even that much bigger than my car. Yes, it is bigger, but it's not that much bigger. So it's not like we're talking about a luxurious four-door sedan that gets 58 miles to the gallon. That would be, to me, revolutionary. Oh, and speaking of revolutionary, a friend of mine sent me a YouTube video from, what's that show called now? My memory's failing this morning. It's probably because it's very cold. It'll come to me. It's basically a show where they talk about cars, and it's a British show, and they did an American version, and anyway, you guys know what I'm talking about. They're kind of crazy, they'll they'll pit a pickup truck against a bulldozer, that kind of stuff. What the heck is the name of that show? It's right on the tip of my tongue. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But it was a video from them about this revolutionary three-wheeled car coming out of Sweden. And again, the you know the people who designed this car said, oh, it's going to be the next revolution. And I emailed my friend back and I said, you know, if I had a dime for every time a new car company coming out with some weird, tricycle-type car or some kind of weird motorcycle with 17 wheels or whatever it happens to be, if I had a dime for every time they said it was revolutionary, I'd be a very rich man. However, I wouldn't be rich enough to buy any of these cars because they never go on the market. It's fun to say all this stuff, but, you know, get these cars out. Get people driving them. Uh-oh. What's going on here? Okay. Okay, no, just rubberneckers. Sorry, I'm getting up on the highway, and all of a sudden I see all this traffic, but no, it's nothing. It's just some car stalled, and everybody's slowing down, you know, to take a look. You know, oh, wow, is there anybody dead? Any dismemberments? No? Oh, okay. We wanted some dismemberments, man. Oh, we're such a weird species. So, yeah, so this thing's, it's amazing car. What it basically does is it emulates a motorcycle. So it's got two wheels out back, one in front, and it's powered by a 600 and some odd cc motorcycle engine. And it's not really all that fast from what they said on this show. But the amazing part is, as you turn, as you lean into a corner, it literally does that. It'll lean. The front end of this car motorcycle thing, it's completely enclosed. It looks like a fighter plane cockpit. And when you turn the wheel, depending on how hard you turn, it'll tip. It'll lean into the corner more, and up to 45 degrees. And at one point, the talk show host was. The show host was pushing on the car, and you could actually just tilt it forward. And the thing just kind of gently leaned over, and it looked like it was going to fall over, but it stopped, just past 45 degrees, it stopped. And that's the maximum it will go. But this means that it's a blast to drive, and that's what they were saying. And it's a two-seater. The passenger sits behind the driver. There's been a lot of these types of vehicles, three-wheel vehicles, in the past. There's been all sorts of configurations of them and all sorts of promises that, this is going to be the next wave of transportation. I have yet to see any hit the market in any appreciable way. And I'd like to see that because I think it would really, resolve some of the congestion issues that we have. And if you look in most cities, most mornings in a commute, in a typical commute, I don't know what it's like in Europe, but here, almost every car has one person in it. So really, if you think about it, that's three seats that aren't used. So why not cut that down? I mean, Smart had a really good idea with their 4.2 because it actually took off. But it's more of a traditional car, though. Small, but at least it's got four wheels and it's got stability. And it's more traditional in that sense. Come on. Sorry about that. There was somebody merging onto the highway, and I just let up on the gas, and they let up on the gas, and then I let up on the gas. It's sort of like a duel in reverse. It's like, who will not shoot first? So, all right. Well, anyway, I'm just about run out of time, but that was where a couple of quick thoughts on automobiles this morning. Very much on my mind since yesterday in my little car, but it's running just fine, nice and quiet. I can hear my music now over the rumble of the bearing. So there is no rumble anymore. I'm very happy. It didn't cost me a fortune. And it's onwards and upwards to other projects. Thanks for listening.